In all the years and all the prep that we've spent here at Rosie on the House, I never once thought I'd have a CPS agent sitting in here. Color program specialist.
Supervisor.
Not specialist, but supervisor.
I'm the supervisor of the program.
Karen DeAndre?
DeAndrea.
Have you on the A at the end? DeAndrea's fault. DeAndrea, how does one become a CPS agent?
Okay, I'm not an agent. I supervise.
Yeah, but it makes for good radio.
Sure. I supervise the program here in Phoenix. I head up a team of 5 in-home color consultants for Sherwin-Williams. And we cover Phoenix and the Greater Valley, providing this valuable service.
And the supervisor part, so you're supervising these 4 or 5 people?
Five.
And they drive to somebody's home. So are they bringing color wheels with them? Are they bringing, do they go through an eye color check test with the homeowners first to see if they're, or do you see these different types of shades? What's a daily life for these 5 people?
Okay. So the homeowners come to the store, and of course, they're searching for their best and beautiful color that they're going to paint their space. And we offer this service in the store, and they decide to purchase the appointment. And then the color consultant gets that appointment and does what we call a pre-call and verifies with them what their project is, what their style may be, what their color likes, dislikes are. And we prepare for the appointment that way. And then the day of the appointment, when we arrive, we hit the door running. We know what they're looking for. As a color consultant, every time I hit the door, I start sizing up the tile, the sofa, the drapes, the light, their comments about whether they wanted it cozy or they wanted it bright and energetic. And you start to get a picture of what they were saying on the phone and what your possibilities are in that space. And from there, you continue to question your customer. We're always there to please the customer and find the style and colors they want. It's not about what we think is, you know, the best design style. We may like farmhouse modern, and they may like a rustic chateau look. So we always work with the client to make sure that we're achieving the results they're looking for. So when we find all those details, we start pulling colors. We always show color and context and work the appointment from there.
And this really fascinates me. I'm a very task-driven person, and I can't imagine being in a job where my final task is to make you make a decision. How do they? It would feel like I don't know how to complete that task.
Well, you complete the task because you're gathering information on the pre-call, and you're gathering information right when you hit the door as the consultant, and you're listening. You have the right questions because we're trained and we're professionals. So we have the right questions to get the answers we need to help find that best neutral flow color. It's not that it can be difficult with certain clients who really have that angel devil sitting on their shoulder and they just are indecisive. But I would say 98% of the people really want a color confirmation. They may have started the process themselves and they don't have anyone to talk it over with. Significant other is disinterested. They want to just get on with the project. So this way, with a consultant showing the colors, talking about the colors, sharing why they are the appropriate best, like neutral flow color, because of the undertone, because you said you wanted it light and bright, because you said you wanted it warm and cozy, whatever they need, you can help show them why those are the best colors. And of course, being a professional and knowing our colors like we all do, it's easy for us to go into that box of, we have a box full of our samples, the same samples they have at the store. Ours are larger. So we know where to go in that box and find what is going to work appropriately. Where the customer, that's not their profession. They aren't in the paint store every day. They aren't looking at our color wall every day. So they don't know, you know, the different nuances with the neutrals. They just see when they think is right, but it has a pinky beige undertone and they really wanted a yellow beige undertone. And that's where the projects go wrong. And that's where we're the professionals. It can help it turn out beautifully.
And it seems like one of those topics you really need to spend an hour. You really need talking about this on the radio. There's really professionals that do this, but you spend a lot of time at home, and that's where we relax, and that's where we're most comfortable. To be sitting in an environment that the light, you know, different types of lights affect our eyes and our mood, different colors affect our mood, different combinations of those affect our mood. And you really notice it when you walk into some place, you can't decide, why am I so uncomfortable in this location? And it's a lot of times it's the color light that is agitating you.
That's very true. And think about it. When you're at the store, we have the big overhead fluorescent lightings. We have a lot of big windows at the stores with natural lighting, but it's not the same light you have at home. The store light is different. It's commercial lighting. We want to have residential lighting. We want to have your lighting. Lighting is the number one thing that affects color. And then your surroundings bounce other colors through that light and mix things up, and sometimes that's what makes it not turn out right. So when you have your color consultant leading you through the process at home and showing you color and context, you get to see what's going to happen. I often find that the clients don't try colors in a proper manner. They float a small sample that they've bought up in the middle of a wall, and it's just out of context. It doesn't really mean anything. The color consultant does what I call walk around the color. They show it behind the sofa, next to the drape, down next to the baseboard so that you can see floor, baseboard, and new color. Sometimes we need to block out a big, busy, bold red that's currently there. So then we are trained that we put a large piece of white paper behind the color we're showing so that you can block out what's currently there and influencing that new color. So it is tricky, but we have a lot of tips and tricks that help walk you through. This is our profession. This is what we do every day. We have so many people say, wow, I cannot believe I got to the end, and this is great. This is just what I was hoping for. At the end of the appointment, you typically will be speaking with your customer. We prepare a shopping list, a color list for them to keep, and the samples they get to keep. But at the end, you're talking to them, and the samples are all laid out, and you can tell on top of their beautiful granite is sitting maybe 4 to 5, 6 colors, and they are a beautiful palette. And you can see just right even there laying down on the countertop what a beautiful palette that's going to work with their things. It's not about what the color consultant thinks is beautiful. It's about what the client wants and what looks good in that client's home in their lighting.
And when we say client, you know, you think business, you think professional, you think adult. Some of these clients, I mean, when I painted it for Landry's room, she picked the colors. She's three.
I've experienced that. It's sometimes they're really great. And when the client maybe picks a color that, you know, they're in the right color family, but like you were talking earlier about the gold, you need to knock it down. That's where we'll give the advice. And it's, you know, it's gentle. We'll just pull. Did you think about, toning down to this? And then we'll give the reasons why. Everything's in context. There's a reason for why in all of design, and especially color. So when people are trying to select some color and it's sometimes random, I'll say, well, you know, why do you like that color? Why do you want to put that color? And they often don't have a good reason, and they can, if I'm showing them something else, they can often understand why that isn't a good color without saying, yeah, that's a terrible color. So it's a process, and most people are very open to it and very delighted at the end with what they have.
And when you say terrible color for this one particular client,
correct,
it could be the perfect one for
another project.
Uh-huh. How many different color wheels do you have? I'm not going to ask you how many colors total, but when you got like a fan?
Yeah, a fan deck. So our latest fan deck has over 1,500 colors in it. It has historically correct interior colors and historically correct exterior colors. So let's say if you're in Arcadia and you want to go historically correct, we can help you by pulling out that palette. We have other older decks that have, you know, colors, but they constantly keep updating and adding new colors because trends come and go. So the current one we're working with, you know, is about 1,500 plus colors.
And in that fan deck, you say historically correct. So when we're mixing our paint, when we pick a color, you know, the mixer in the back, he's like, okay, for this color, I need X amount of drops of this material, X amount of drops of this material, all mixed in here and shaken up, and that gives us this finished color. How long do you keep that recipe for that color?
So Sherwin-Williams began in 1866. They have all their recipes from forever. So, you know, they have everything.
1866.
Yeah, it's a 152-year-old company.
So when we're talking historically correct, we could be matching something from turn of the century.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking. They're beautiful, too. And reinterpreted and use it in new ways, they're beautiful as well. So they're a fun palette to look over and see how they're applied.
And with the new age and technology and the digital era, we can save those. Y'all can save those in a computer system so that somebody coming back to update their paint, you know, like all things, time fades and wears. But if it's, or maybe we're getting ready for some company and we need some touch up, and the paint can that's 5 years old under the kitchen sink isn't paint quality that we want to apply to an existing wall, they can come back and you've got the records indicating exactly what color number that was, and you can take that color number to the paint mixer and they can say, all right, here's my recipe, make a quart of this paint.
Correct. So one of the cool things we have at Sherwin-Williams is something called Paint Perks, where you become a preferred customer of ours. So every time you shop with us, it records in this Paint Perks what you've purchased, what product you've purchased, what sheen you've purchased, so that when you get in trouble, like you said, you stored your paint under the sink, but it's been 5 years and it's just old and you don't like it, the consistency, so you do need a new product. You can go to your Sherwin-Williams and tell them your preferred name, number, phone number they look you up by, and they'll whip you up some new of the same color, same product, same sheen, and you'll be able to touch up. So it's a great service to be a member of our Paint Perks.